Well, to L.A. now. A new report from the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development says the U.S. ranks poorly among developed nations in the number of four-year-olds enrolled in preschool. And in L.A., it's mostly Latino youngsters who are missing out. Deepa Fernandez from KPCC reports.
Yeah, yeah, Papa. Let's go, let's go.
2:30 in the afternoon. And Anna Martin is taking her 2-year-old Sebastian on the 15-minute walk to pick up his older brother and sister from school. Martin arrives early and stops outside the Head Start Center attached to the local public school. Sebastian is transfixed by the toddler activity in the yard.
¿Cómo ves? ¿Sí?
Martin really wants to enroll Sebastian in this pre-K when he turns 3, but thinks her construction worker husband's income may be too high to qualify. Yet, it's also nowhere near enough to afford private preschool.
Bye, Isabel.
Years before, Martin's eldest child missed out on preschool for that very reason. A neighbor then told Martin to pretend she was a single mother with a low-paying job cleaning homes so her second child, Fernando, could get into subsidized preschool. It troubled Martin that she had to lie, but as she saw her son blossom in preschool, Martin regrets not doing the same for her first child.
When they were small, because they were close in age, I really saw the difference between my son, who went to preschool, and my daughter, who stayed home with me.
Not only did Martin's son learn to hold his pencil correctly, his mother says he socialized much better with kids, paid attention in class, and knew more numbers and letters when he started kindergarten.
I think there's a crisis in Los Angeles.
Sandra Gutierrez runs Abriendo Puertas, a preschool advocacy organization.
We know through our contacts at LAUSD that close to 50% of Latino parents report that their child has not been in a preschool experience before entering kindergarten.
Gutierrez says preschool is critical to the future prosperity of the Latino community.
Children that don't have access to these high-quality programs will have less access to the jobs of the future and will be making less money in the future.
There is no precise figure on how many Latino kids are missing out on preschool, but Kim Patillo-Brownson of the LA chapter of the Advancement Project has crunched the numbers for Los Angeles County. She says less than half of all kids have access to licensed childcare slots. Now consider that 2/3 of all children under 5 in LA County are Latino.
It is one of the largest population centers in the country for young Latino children, and so there's a clear racial skew to these access gaps.
Even fewer seats are available in heavily Latino neighborhoods.
In these hyper-dense, hyper-segregated, largely Latino communities, what we've found is that the numbers are oftentimes below 20%.
In Norwalk, where Anna Martin lives, just 31% of children under 5 have access to a licensed childcare seat. So many kids stay at home with a parent or relative. Which does have some benefits, says Bruce Fuller, professor in the Graduate School of Education at UC Berkeley. He studied the skill set that Mexican-American children have when they enter kindergarten.
We see that Latino youngsters have very strong proficiency in working with others, taking turns, taking directions from teachers.
But the lack of formal preschool also stands out, he says.
On the other hand, they're arriving with weaker oral language skills. They're arriving with thinner cognitive proficiencies when it comes to solving certain puzzles.
Access is not the only reason Latino youngsters might be missing out, says Vicky Santos, vice president of operations for California childcare provider, the Mexican American Opportunity Foundation. I'm meeting Santos at one of her centers where bilingual and culturally tailored preschool classes are underway. Santos says her staff often have to convince parents that preschool is a better option than staying at home.
Although it's very convenient for them, letting them know that there's services that are available where they're learning more educational things versus just sitting at home being babysat.
You improved a lot on those S's. I like that.
I like S.
If Latino children continue to show up in kindergarten without the benefits of preschool, Santos says, that could impact all children's learning. So Latino kids missing preschool, she says, should be everyone's problem. For Here and Now, I'm Deepa Fernandez in Los Angeles.